Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problems.
So, Adam, how can we sort of, you know, make a measure of the success of the Women's AFL League?
Yeah, it's interesting. Look, I mean, when we think about sport leagues, and particularly commercial sport leagues, we think about attendance and broadcast revenue, and they're generally the big drivers. When we're talking about a league, which, as you said, has just turned three, and is also, we've got to be upfront here, has been created for not only commercial reasons, but also to generate really a movement and a change in women's sport, and it's part of what we're seeing in a number of sports across Australia. So, yes, initially we think about some of the commercial measures and attendance and broadcast, but I think beyond that, for something like the AFLW and a number of the women's sport leagues, which we've seen start up in the last decade, it's also as much about the institutional and organisational change that these leagues bring. And what we mean by that in an institutional setting is, well, what's happening at the grassroots level? Is there a change in participation? Is there a change in professionalism for a sport generally in creating more opportunities? And that's where we're seeing a lot of growth and a lot of success for women's sport and women's AFL.
Absolutely. Now, there was a recent federal budget funding allocating money to grassroots facilities and specifically female investment in sports science and elite performance development programs. What does this mean for things like the Women's AFL League?
Look, it's a great step. It's really recognising that there is this wave of change for AFL and for women's sport generally. For the AFLW, it means that clubs like Carlton and St Kilda come to mind in a Melbourne setting. A recent announcement in Sydney around the Sydney Swans new facility around that SCG precinct, which are going to create great opportunities to encourage this growth. It's going to become, you know, great centres for elite training, great centres for the administration of these sports as well, so to increase the professionalism in that setting. And importantly, a lot of these funding or the direction of this funding also is going to deliver some great outcomes for the community in terms of community spaces here as well. So in terms of the league, it legitimizes it, it creates a level of support, and it really encourages teams and leagues to continue to grow these leagues, invest in these leagues with an understanding that they are having a really strong impact on women's sport and the community more generally.
Absolutely. So, you know, with the AFLW League sort of bringing this greater number of fans and players, do you think we'll continue to see it sort of grow as we move forward with these domestic leagues?
Yeah, I think we will. I think there's been, generally we see sort of year one, there's obviously a lot of enthusiasm around these leagues and some really great metrics that come through. And it's not unusual that we see those drop off in years three and four. And that's consistent with, I think, a lot of startup leagues globally in terms of sport. What we've got here is certainly a great opportunity, particularly in the AFLW, lots of new teams coming in and committed to come in the next few years. So they're really on quite a trajectory of pretty rapid growth. It'll be in about 2 years' time. We'll have 16 of the AFL clubs, or 16 of the 18 AFL clubs, will all be represented by a women's team. So that's really strong growth. That's creating a lot of opportunities for 16 squads of semi-professional AFL players in a women's setting, and creating lots of opportunities to really for the pathway. If we think about young players coming through, lots of opportunities for them to be onto these semi-professional lists, and then to grow the quality of the product and the professionalism of the leagues as we go with that.
Now, one issue that's like a constant thorn in the side for women's leagues as opposed to men's leagues is salaries and sort of, you know, the budgets that they get allocated. Can we also expect to see that maybe equalize a bit more with this increased interest, participation, and of course the great work that they're doing?
Absolutely. Look, I think we'll see a level of equality come in, and that means different things to different people. So as you noted, it's something which is discussed a lot. Look, we're not going to see, and it's unrealistic to expect that we're going to see $1 million salaries for AFLW players, as we see for a handful of players in the men's league. What we will see, though, is I think some clear standards come in around, you know, equity around the number of hours that these players are training and playing. So things like training, match payments, we're going to see a level of equality come in for those types of areas. So certainly this will be, it will take time. If we have a look at some of the documentation, the policies released by the Champions of Change as an organisation looking specifically at this issue, they acknowledge that it takes time, but there are some fundamental things firstly which come as a sport professionalises, really to build in some of those aspects around making sure that, you know, there's a minimum number of hours, that there are minimum pay levels. We will over time see those levels increase in sports like cricket, I guess in terms of creating one of the strongest I guess, professional opportunities for women's sport at the moment. What we've got to remember about the AFLW, though, is it creates a lot of opportunities in terms of the volume of spots. So,
right.
16.
So there's actually the opportunity is actually there for people who aspire to get to it.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking, which is obviously important.
Each with a squad. Absolutely, yeah. And that creates then more opportunities, and look, therefore, you know, more games on the schedule and more commercial opportunities for the sport as well. So, look, it will take some time. It will continue to be a point of debate and a point of discussion, and there's various sides to that. But look, going forward, I think we will see some increases in those pay rates as the league progresses.
Well, it's really exciting. Hopefully, we can see them, you know, go on to greater heights. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks.
Absolutely. That was Adam Carg there, a senior research fellow at the Swinburne University, talking about the AFLW. Can only hope that they continue to reach greater heights with the great work they've done so far in just 3 years, which is not very long.